Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Goodly morning, Nikki and DeMello here.
Good morning, happy Friday.
Yeah. It's going to be a little warmer over the weekend than they thought. There was, because it was sort of like mid-low 20s
territory. Yeah, 26 but, they were saying originally. It was like, oh, okay.
29, 27, 28, it's 26 through
slightly
to
slightly better.
It is. But I think that has something to do with what will become Tropical Cyclone Lucas. I don't know if it's actually technically a cyclone yet, but yeah, it's getting into, you know, batten down the hatches territory in the north. So we shall keep an eye on that, and as a result of that, humid tomorrow. Well, President Biden has really got stuck in the first 24 hours. 17 executive actions, rejoined the Paris Agreement on climate change, set up plans to ensure like equality of lots of sorts, ended travel bans to countries, and redecorated the Oval Office.
Importantly.
Of course. Different flags, family photos, different portraits and busts are now on display. They didn't say that he changed the locks, but I think we could all assume, you know? Anyway,
of course. Oh, dear.
It's just nice to have some reasonably calm stories coming out of America at the moment.
Yeah, let's hope they sort their stuff out soon.
Hey? Yeah, yeah. Look, just a reminder, tomorrow is the next bit of the abalone season.
Yeah.
And look, given, you know, the weirdness of weather, just be, you know, be careful. And keep an eye out for everyone if you're going to be there, because I can't believe how busy it gets on every available stretch of shore.
I suppose there's only particular areas where you can do it. It needs to be like a rocky kind of reefy areas. So they're the most dangerous as well. So.
Of course.
Be careful. Wear your little wetsuit feet are
shoes,
good.
Shoes, I know.
Shoes, you know, the little,
I do. Yeah, yeah, the little slip-ons. Oh, I know.
The diving ones.
I'm wearing them now.
They look great, by the way.
Thank you. But, yeah, I mean, for example, Hall's Head. Like, I go for a walk up Hall's Headway and it's just like, what happened?
Crazy.
Like, this is ridiculous. But, anyway, keep an eye out and everyone be safe. And while you're there, keep an eye out for a whale shark. You never know, because apparently swimmers in Rockingham yesterday, apparently, lucky enough to have an encounter with a whale shark.
How very strange.
It was a 6-metre creature spotted swimming in Coburn Sound, and the people at Rockingham Wildlife Encounters posted it on Facebook, said they've never, in 30 years of operating, seen a whale shark as far south as Rockingham.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Maybe they know it's abalone season or something.
Maybe they're hungry.
Who knows?
Perhaps. I don't think they ate anything that big.
You know what? That's a fine question you ask.
Because Exmouth was the only spot, and then it's like Asian waters is where they mostly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, north of Ningaloo.
Yeah.
1,000 km north of Ningaloo. So, yeah, very right. Very, very rare at this part of the world. So,
very, very strange. Does anyone tell him he's lost?
Is it?
Turn around, mate. You're lost.
Did it, like, Free Willy style, leap for freedom possibly out of aqua?
I'm not sure.
Has the Aquarium of Western Australia just checked their stocks?
Maybe. Aqua,
do they have one?
Are you missing a whale shark?
Did you
do
have
they even
one?
Have whale sharks?
Do you have one still? These are the questions I think I need to ask.
I think we found it.
Yeah, because, we've seen it. It's not like we don't have it at the back.
Come and collect it. If you can tell me how many spots it has, I'll hand it over.
We're currently keeping it in an aquarium at home, but, you know, I'm not sure that it's happy there. And it's freaking out our goldfish.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, so obviously here we are on the Friday before the sort of long weekend. Well, we're calling it Mandurah's Longest Australia
Day
weekend.
The Mayor's called it, so I'm with the Mayor.
Take it up with the Mayor. kicks off tomorrow with the Water Laser Light Spectacular on each night.
Yes.
There's backyard cricket on the foreshore on Saturday. There's music, there's cultural tours, there's the Great Aussie Barbecue on the Monday, and then Citizenship Awards and ceremonies on Tuesday. There's a motor show as well. There's a car show.
Yeah, all Aussie car show on this weekend.
Our website, all the info, coastlive.com.au.
And look, if you head down the foreshore at any point this weekend, there'll be something on for you.
I looked at the laser lights and it's 8 and 8.45. They've got 2 shows each evening. So
Wonderful.
Plenty of chance to check it out. Should be great. Do you know today, January 22, is National Blonde Brownies Day?
Blonde Brownies Day?
As in brownies where you replace the cocoa with brown sugar and you get a butterscotch sensation.
Right, that's not where I thought that was going. I thought it was celebrating people with blonde and brown hair.
Or blonde people who dye their hair.
Blonde brownies. Brown people. That's what I was like, what?
Yeah, well, anyway, there you go. Pale brownies.
Okay. Pale brown hair.
That could be potentially offensive. Let's not move on with that. January 22 is also National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh, and I am some hot sauce in my bag.
I don't know about you, but I am... Is that what that is?
That's Beyonce.
That's right. Chili completes me. Chili defines who I am. I think I might be at least 80% chili. So today is definitely my day.
It's you.
Get some hot sauce in you, people. Wonderful. Or on you, or around you, ooh, or just near you.
Maybe not on you. It might hurt.
Well, certainly in bits it will. Don't rub your eyes.
Yeah.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Who Dis? And having a crack is Steve from Byford. How are you doing today, Steve?
Yeah, good, Dan.
Very nice.
That's good. Now, you could be winning catering for you and nine mates this Australia Day. We'll put you in the draw for five large pizzas, three large Cokes and three garlic breads, plus delivery to your home thanks to Pappy's Pizzas and Burgers on the foreshore. If you can answer our question.
And the question is, who's this guy?
Put that needle down. All right, I just got my vaccine. And I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
Oh, yes. He's classic, isn't he?
For some reason, I didn't think his like real voice would be as put on as you hear in movies.
Yeah, I think...
But then you hear him just delivering normal speeches and you're like, that is him.
That is pretty much him. Yep.
Who is it?
There is only one mode for the man.
It's Arnie.
Arnie.
You don't even need to worry about that second name.
No.
Now, let me just check for... Now, we've got something that him reveals himself here.
Hi, this is Arnold. Your instructor.
Oh.
Down. Down.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's happening, but...
Steve, are you doing this at home? He's instructing you.
Oh, I know. I'm doing it. It's
very nice.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Don't you worry about that.
Down.
Up.
Come on. More energy.
More energy.
Now, Australia's copped a spray from a representative from North Korea, a spray about our human rights record.
Okay.
During a UN Assembly, Kim Song, a spokesman for the Hermit Nation, declared, "We reference the international human rights law and recommend Australia follows it. First, Australia must end deep-rooted racism and treatment to ethnic minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, to cease inhumane treatment in detention centres. And third, to ensure the right for all people to participate in elections." Now, look, I know that we aren't perfect here by any stretch, and that none of our leaders are universally loved, possibly apart from our own premier. But we don't have forced labour camps or orders to shoot on site people who breach our borders. And as far as I know, we haven't executed anyone for COVID-19 breaches. So it's hard to know what to make from this stern warning.
It's an odd
warning.
Country to be issuing
be lecturing. Exactly. Yeah, that's like, what I'm thinking.
Wow. Okay. Like, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
If this came from, I don't know, New Zealand, we'd be like, oh my goodness.
You would. You'd take it quite
seriously.
You're
right, Jacinda.
Now, if they had anything resembling free speech, I would assume Kim Song could possibly be the North Korean version of the Chasers or Borat possibly. But as far as I know, the comments weren't made whilst wearing a mankini. So I think, thankfully, we can rule that out.
Interesting.
You know, it's also National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
And how do they propose you do that?
I don't know. I mean, my answer is generally no, Seymour. You've just had food. You can't have more. But hey, no is an answer, right?
There you go. You answered him.
Apple have come up with something. I was just saying new. It's not really new, though, is it?
It's not new, but they're trying to do it better. As they do. Apple are researching foldable iPhones.
Okay.
So we've seen at Samsung, the Galaxy Fold, which has come out in the last year. It's about $2,000 for, you know, the screen that
folds.
The screen folds,
so
it's not just like we're going back to the Motorola flips.
No. And it seems on the surface like a really, like, how the hell are you going to do that? And
yeah,
the first seems version
dangerous.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
If you remember, the first version of the Samsung came out, cracked, and then, okay, so we've come out with another one now.
Yeah, so people apparently still aren't very happy with the new Fold.
I'm just saying
there's a few issues and glitches. That's because the screen shouldn't fold.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You know?
Folding glass is not a great concept.
Imagine how thin it must be to be able to fold.
Folding plastic is not a great idea either.
Yeah.
Unless it's a liquid screen, I do. And can they do that? Have they done that yet? Liquid screens?
They probably are doing it. That's probably what this is. But besides being like, you can have a big phone, like a big screen, and then be able to put it in your pocket.
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of that I would like.
The benefit for it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of it too. Like, I don't really understand.
Yeah, like we all want a big screen, but then you've got this ginormous phone. You've got to try and fit it in your pocket or in your bag or something. Yeah. So that's half the size to store.
Look, if you flip it, I suppose one thing is that at least the delicate bits would be on the inside.
Yeah. So if you drop it or anything, it should be protected. But who knows?
I don't know. I just wonder, have they run out of ideas at Apple? Like
they're trying to be revolutionary. They've already done everything they can.
Trying to be revolutionary, but they're replicating ideas that other people have done badly.
Yeah.
And that people really don't want.
Trying to do it better.
I don't know.
But there's they've been talking about it for years apparently, but reports are they have finally developed a foldable screen for testing. So they're very close. They've got a prototype. And, yeah, tests are underway.
You know what? Forget the foldable screens. Come up with foldable people. That's what I want.
If you stretch enough, you can fold.
Well, then we could fit more of us on planes, in cars, that
kind of
thing.
Excuse me. Fold up. There we go.
Know what I'm saying? There we go. There you go, Apple. There's your next 10 years done.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now with entertainment news straight from the source, which I believe is the lolly aisle at Woolies, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Tom Hanks-hosted TV special Celebrating America was on yesterday after Joe Biden's US presidential inauguration, and it featured an amazing list of A-lister performances. Now, yesterday, of course, we heard Lady Gaga and J-Lo at the actual inauguration.
Right.
That night, they had some more performances. So Justin Timberlake, he took to the stage with Ant Clemens to perform a brand new song called Better Days Are Coming.
Hallelujah, it's the soul sounds of Justin Timberlake.
I like it. Yeah. Demi Lovato covered the Bill Withers classic Lovely Day.
Such a great song, isn't it?
Such a good voice, too. How good is that?
Fantastic.
John Legend then took to the stage to perform the Nina Simone classic, Feeling Good.
You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling.
That's right. It's not Harry Connick, if you're wondering.
No, or Frank Sinatra, or Michael Bublé.
No, all
who
the crooners,
hasn't covered
all
that?
The crooners have had a crack at it, haven't they?
And Katy Perry belted out Firework, of course, underneath a sky full of fireworks.
Star-studded.
It was awesome. There was also performances from Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, and the Foo Fighters.
Wow.
Awesome.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.